Marilyn Simons, reading from her book, The Lion in the Room Next Door.
This morning, my mother and I, for some reason, are alone. I have her all to myself, such a rare occurrence that the little bones in the vicinity of my heart quiver as they do on Christmas morning, or on my birthday, or when I'm certain something wonderful is about to happen. We sit in a shaft of lemon sunlight. On our table is a basket of hard rolls, a dish of marmalade, a small silver platter of butter, and two silver pots with arched spouts, one filled with thick, dark chocolate, the other steamed milk. "There's a lion in the room next door," I say. I do not look at my mother's face. Instead, I watch the surface of my chocolate thicken, biding my time until she responds. Finally, I lean to the edge of the cup and suck up the jellied skin in one long breath. "Don't slurp your chocolate," she says. "The lion." "Don't be silly." "There are no lions in hotels," she says. As she turns to look at me, she grows large. Her hand reaching out stretches a long bleached eel. Her body swells, it presses against the walls, her hair scrapes against the light. Her head, as she stares at me, wavers, a balloon in languid air. Her lips shape words, but I cannot make them out. "I think," she says, "I should not tell stories." But she's too far away to hear.